From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
How to shine! Hallelujah. At least you understand that one, isn't it? At the shine. The Bible says, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the what? The glory of the Lord is rising upon thee. So at the shine, oh, higher, higher. Yeah, that's the scripture for the song. Just in case you thought it's not in the Bible. At the shine, oh, higher, higher. It'll be me to do. Hallelujah. Wonderful. You're welcome to church this morning. Let's pray.
In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. In your presence there is life, expressions of your love, and revelations of your power and might. In your presence I can breathe, and love's an offering. I'm in the presence of my King. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. Your love and revelations of your power and might. In your presence I can hear a love song of glory. I'm in the presence of my King. Love, expressions of your love, and revelations of your power and might. In your breath I can breathe, and love's an offering. I'm in the presence of
Father, we are in your presence. You are our King. We live in this world, but we are not of this world. The one who is in charge of us, who controls our lives, who is in charge of our lives, who controls the economy of our lives, who controls the health issues of our lives, the financial issues of our life, is not the government of the day, but our King, Almighty God Himself. We are in your presence today, I pray. Lord, you minister to us. You help us affect our lives. Lord, will not leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you for your love and your kindness. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may please be seated in the presence of the King. God bless you. Welcome if you're here for the first time. Very welcome. This is Shepherd House International. This is our national headquarters. National headquarters. We are sitting on 9 acres of land. Amen. There's too much land to do all kinds of things. So from here, the whole country and beyond is going to be affected in the name of Jesus Christ. Wonderful. And I'm the captain of the flight, and I hope you enjoy the flight today and always. So from here, we're going to have churches in Region 1, Region 2, Region 3, Region 4, Region 5, Region 6, Region 7, Region 8, Region 9, Region 10. We will do the Guyanas also. We'll do the Dutch Guyana and do French Guyana also. Amen. And we'll go down to our neighbors in the northern part of Brazil, Manaus, Bovista, Bonfim. We are going there also. And then we'll touch Venezuela as well. Hallelujah. So we have a lot of work to do, and we will keep sending people to Bible school. We'll keep sending people to Bible school. Prophet told me a few years ago, when we started discovering that, you know, when people go to Bible school, they come, they become all sorts of things. He said, don't worry. They are like seeds. They're like seeds. It's not every seed that does well. I mean, if you're a farmer, you understand that it's not every time that the harvest that you expect, you get that. And farmers don't, they don't stop farming. They every year they cultivate. They try to, you know, use innovative ideas to improve the farming techniques and then to get a bumper harvest. You know, and so some of the things that I actually don't want to do now is to send girls to Bible school. I think I won't do that. I mean, in this batch, I think one girl is lucky. Yeah, but she's different. All right. And there were one or two other girls who were also lucky, but I'm sure angels will come and speak on their behalf. Yeah, because a woman is a woman at the end of the day. Yeah, no matter who you are, if you're a woman, you go to medical school, you become a doctor, you still have to cook and have sex and wash and clean. Otherwise, younger no man. And if you gain all the whole world and lose a man, your life is useless. Jennifer. Yeah. I'm telling you. You need man. I tell you, you need man. Don't try it. You need man. Yeah. You need man. Yeah. You need man for trouble you. Yeah. You can't tell me you don't need man. You need man bad. Yeah. Somehow it's very nice and it gives you a good feeling when a man takes you and puts you next to him like that. It's like something nice. It's something you get. Except that when a man chooses you and puts you next to him, you disrespectful bad. Yeah. Yeah. That's why we talk a lot about our forefathers, our great, great, great fathers. David and Solomon, they didn't do one. They have 8, 10. If you disrespectful, then they move on to the next one. It's competitive. you have to book appointment to see King Solomon. Can you believe it? Yeah. You can't tell the secretary that, but he's my husband. I want to see him today. You said, sweetie, yes, he's your husband, but there are other appointments before you. And they are all his wives. Yeah. Amen. You know, so how did I get into that? How did I get into that message? It's the Spirit that's leading me. Bible school, yeah. So we'll keep sending people to Bible school. We'll keep on with our shepherd's training programs. We'll keep on with all the things we're doing because that is what has brought us thus far. That is what has actually brought us to where we are now. And it is the doing of the Lord and it's marvelous in our eyes. So from here, a lot of places are going to be affected. Your children are going to become good children. I said you are going to become good children. Yeah. Your wife is going to become a good wife. Your husband is going to become a good husband. Yeah. Your family will be jealous of you. Hallelujah. Beautiful. So you're welcome to Shepherd House International right here in Canal Number 2, Polda. This is where we are. This is another part of the country. You need visa to come here. Yeah, cuckoo. Amen. One of two main announcements before I start preaching. The first one is the conference. We're having a conference, Amplify Your Ministry Conference, for pastors, for popes, for bishops, for Sunday school people, for serious Christians, for elders, deacons, dancing people, all of them, the conference is for all of them, all right, in every church. So if you know people from all kinds of churches, kindergarten, all the kindergarten teachers, everybody who is serious with God and loves to be part of the conference. And I'm sure you have people around you in your circles who are Christians, who say they go to church. Tell them that there's a conference coming up with a man of God, and that you want them to be part of the conference. So it's happening on the 23rd of February, the 24th, and the 25th of February. Right here at our home base. We are starting when we don't have our ceiling. The next time they come, they will see that ceiling is there. Then they will see tiling. And then they will learn to appreciate the development that God brings. What do you think about that? Because you want to do some culture center. This is our culture center. It's free. We don't pay any rent. You got to pay for the conference, but the place is free. All right? So invite as many Christians. The next important information is that from this coming Saturday, we are relaunching our area fellowship Basenta cell group system. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do is that we're going to have areas where we'll meet in a home and do Bible study. Then we invite neighbors, we invite friends, we invite family to come and join. That is how the church is built. All right, so we're starting this coming Saturday. It's going to be our first. I have some people who are ready to work. If you want to work, make sure that Pastor Gerald knows about you, and then we will put you somewhere to work, because we are here to work. We are here to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And so be part of it. When one pastor was asking me the schedule for the conference, the term or the phrase he used was a phrase I like, which I want to address, and I've been addressing for many years, is that Guyanese can't sit in one place for a long time to hear preaching. That's exactly what we want to do. That's why Guyanese is the way Guyanese is. If you, when was the last time you went to the, you went beyond Grove? Anybody? You went beyond Grove. You drove beyond Grove, going to Friendship there about. Anybody? You know about it. Well, have you seen the Mandir they're building by the riverside? Would they ever give that place to a church to build a church there? So you try that and see that Guyanese can't sit down and listen to preaching for a long time. A lot of things are being done for the secret and the dark world, and then sit down on your bum bum for hours to hear God's word. You can't do that. Well, then you're not ready to move forward in life. Because we live in a very dark environment. Hallelujah. Maybe, let me share this. Karen, can I share it? Yeah. We are doing our all night last Friday, which you didn't come. You know, I didn't like Elizabeth Karen's demeanor, right? Normally she sits right there, smiling at me. It's my skinny, she teeth and all of that. But Friday when she came, she wasn't smiling. I said, this thing, it's not for the front seat. So during the prayer now, I realized that she had moved to the middle, halfway on the right side. I still didn't like it. So I think she was the last person I prayed for before we closed. Now, the Lord revealed something about her experience, which I called her about. So I asked her if she picked any two ladies during the day, because she said she operates or manages a high car business. So she said there were not two, but there were three. I said, really? How was the feel? She said, when she picked them up, she didn't feel so... When she picked them up, she said, when she, immediately she picked them up, she was arrested by police. And I told her that the Lord showed me that they were mermaids and they tried to attack her. That's why she came to the all night in the mood she came in. The three mermaids entered her car and they tried to do something bad to her. It's carrying smiles when she comes in, smiling. So you are in a certain mood, some mermaid has touched you. I called her and I said, did you pick up about two ladies or something today? She said, there are three. It's very interesting that she also, if you are operating a high car business, you pick people all the time. Why is that she was very sharp in noticing that, I picked. She said, there were three, Bishop. I said, there was something about them. They tried doing something to you. I said, how are you doing now? After the prayer, I said, Bishop, I feel fine. I'm just tired, but I feel nice. I feel okay. He said, Bishop, when I picked them up, police arrested me. I said, that wasn't a good sign. Somebody comes into your car and police arrest you, you got to tell them to get down. Thank you, Lady Bazakare. Yeah. So you can't tell me that when we are Christians, we say, you know what, this 2 hours, 2 hours is not enough. As for 2 hours, most people do it. 3 hours, most people do it. But 8 hours in church is rare. And that's what I want to introduce Guyanese Christians to. Because you don't know whose car you are even entering into. Yeah. Working hours. Yeah. So many things out there. Yeah. That's just recent. Just tell me the recent. And the girls were mermaids. The devils. Three mermaids entered into a car. It's not a very simple business. So you're trying to do some little business to also, try and manage your life. And then look at what the devil is doing to it. Eh? Collins, it's amazing. All right, Genesis chapter 8 and verse 20. I hope you're receiving instruction. Is some of you, when you hear things like this, it's just talk, use talk. Say, what? No, you have to learn from it. I'm saying it not to talk Lady Pasakari's business, but to teach you and let you understand the world you live in. It's dangerous and it's dark. And so if you don't fortify yourself as a Christian, and some of the ways to fortify yourself is that when it's holiday where people are fooling out there, you are somewhere in the presence of God. Yeah. 3 days. You take a day off. I'm telling you, if you call your boss and say you are coughing, you have temperature, he'll say stay home. I'm not telling you what to do, but there are things that you can be done. So, when it comes to God, the attitude is different. It's not, it's too long. Someone say, it's working day, so I'll just do the holiday. I'll come the holiday. So, you think God appreciates your holiday time? Do you think that your wife or your husband or your girlfriend or boyfriend appreciates only your holiday time? Even human beings don't appreciate holiday time only. Because the woman will tell you, it's only holiday you come by me. It will even be a problem. It's only holiday you stay home. That's what we want to give to the pastors who don't do this. Some churches are still not meeting. You see us here, you think it's a joke. Some churches are not meeting. They are still not meeting. Yeah. They are still not meeting. Somebody is even asking, why are you doing a conference in this time? What time do we do conference? People are doing all that they want to do in this conference time. In this season. So what is wrong with what we're doing? Yeah. He was selling dog food in the season too. And Noah built an altar to the Lord, and he sacrificed, and there he sacrificed as burnt offerings the animals and birds that had been approved for that purpose. And the Lord was pleased with the aroma of sacrifice and said to himself, I will never again curse the ground because of the human race, even though everything they think or imagine is bent toward evil from childhood. I will never again destroy all living things. As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. So this is where our conversations are coming from, and I think this is the last Sunday of the month, so I'm hopefully, probably ending the series today. And this is the last communion service day also. But our first Sunday of the month, we always have communion. So next week, we have first Sunday of the month, we have communion, and then it goes back to once a month until I feel led to do something else. It's always important to be led. Did you hear what I said? It's always very important to be led. And people who don't understand the leading of the Spirit, they always question, why? Why is it this? Why is that? Why are we doing it? We used to do it this way. Why are we doing it? No, no, no. The Bible says it is in Him we move, we live and move. In God, there's movement. That is why, again, I will tell you that I came here with nothing, and I have moved steadily, step by step, and I'm where I am. Because when you have God on your side, you develop and you move further and higher. That's a sign of God in your life. Yeah, man. And so, we're looking at seven seeds to plant and to harvest, isn't it? What's the first seed? A seed of the flesh. Hey, Charlie, let me tell you, your flesh is very wild, though. Yeah. Many of you, if not all of you, you react first to what your flesh is asking for. You react to your feelings more than even thinking. Yes. It's a normal. It's number one. Many, many Christians, unbelievers are supposed to be like that, but many, many Christians react first and foremost to their flesh. And that is why when you tell me that you've seen a girl you like, I don't believe it. Because the liking, I doubt where the liking is coming from. It's from the flesh. And the Bible says that there is nothing good in my flesh. That's why we give ourselves to God for God to direct and lead us. That's why we do that. Because if we don't give ourselves to God for God to lead us, we will lead ourselves into the grave. But when we give ourselves to God, then we still want to run our own lives the way we feel. Nobody in their right senses will bring a church to the back of this country here. So. I've been here for 16, going to 17 years. First Assembly has been where it has been. Central Assembly has been where it has been. Name all the churches. All the churches have been there. The main people who are there have not moved anywhere. They are there for all their life. I'm 17 years old. How many years more or before I came? Because if you move your church from Georgetown to over the river, half of the people gone. That far. Over the river, that far. But if you have a man over the river, you say it's far. You come by, you man over the river. The west. Late night you coming. for a little wanguru. If there was a club 609 at the back of here, you would have been there before. It doesn't matter how far. People follow their desires and they follow it to the latter. The letter. And when it comes to God, it's far. I went there already. The place far. The place hot. I get hungry. The man is preaching loud. Transportation hard. But Daniel Collins will tell you what it means for your desires to be over the river and follow your desires. Yeah. Whether the bicycle wheel is punctured or not. Yeah. At a tender age, how some red bumpsy will pull him to come from East Abiditans to the perfect harmony. On a bicycle, that's a punctured wheel. And he'll push the bicycle over the harbor bridge. Yeah. And he said, we cannot go back. With O'Neill as an assistant, evil man. Yeah. You making joke with desires? The flesh? Yeah.
Everybody here, you see, and it's a normal thing. It's not like a
strange thing. It's a normal thing, but the normal thing is a bad thing. And so for us to not flow in the normalness, we feel like it's strange not to be normal, but the normal is bad.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, if everything you feel like is what you want to do, then you'll be in trouble. Because there are so many beautiful girls here. So look at me, a man of God, with all these beautiful girls in my church. You think about what I'm thinking about. Do you think I'll be alive?
I'll be dying. I'll be dead. Yeah, moment will come into your heart.
So we give ourselves to God so that we learn to walk and live with controlled desires. You feel like abusing somebody. It's not all the time that you got to abuse them.
You got to take water and put it in your mouth and then.
Yeah. So all the time you have to react to your flesh. Your flesh will disgrace and disappoint you. Yeah. So that's the first thing. So you have to be careful the things you follow that are from your desires.
I feel like I want to. I don't want to. Those things, be careful.
But you see, that is exactly what we also don't like. Because we think that if somebody is helping us to make the decision, that the person is controlling our lives. So the person is actually guiding you. Seed of the flesh, that's number one. Number two is the seed of the spirit. That's the right seed to plant. But the spirit, the Bible says, if you sow after the spirit, you reap life. Number three, seed of money. Money is a seed. Money is not for you to dress up. Money is a seed to give away. Because when you plant it, it comes back to you in a good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. That's how you handle money.
Yeah, some of you have never given anybody money here before. Oh, my little, I hear Ali has come. We have Granger and Ali is the next one, $2,000. I hear the 1,000 was Janet, because he came in the Janet time, and Green is Granger. Ali also want to make a mark on the country. He's bringing $2,000 note. So man, how much is this thing? Now one Ali, man. One Ali. But I'm disappointed why he made 2,000. You should have gone 10,000, because he's big. Big, you should have gone 10,000. Yeah, great. I mean, you overstep the bounds of the Granger. I'm sure he's trying to play safe. That's why he said, look, let me do the 2,000. And bring some other coins and you know, at least. If you bring 10,000 notes, people going to talk too much. People going to abuse me. Let me just stay with 2,000. Yeah, Bank of Ghana, 2,000. That's Ali. So please, today I'm taking Ali offerings in the church. If you have Ali, he must come into the... Ali with Jack Deal, right? Ali Jack. Jack Deal signature. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. That's a specimen. Yeah. Oh, Vice President. Wow. Governor and Vice President. It's normally Minister of Finance, you know. And we have a Minister of Finance, which is Ashley Singh, isn't it?
He's a
overshadowed. Okay. Easy crowd. Power is nice, though. Oh, it's very nice. That's why when you have power, you do things that you're not supposed to do, because what leads you is from the sinful self. The next seed is what? The seed of appreciation. You have to learn to appreciate. Appreciate people. Appreciate things. Appreciate time. Appreciate people. Yeah, learn to appreciate people. One thing about Guyanese is that Guyanese like fight. Yeah. All Guyanese don't like fight. Yeah. Guyanese is like fight bad. Yeah, no. Two people can't be in the same place without fighting, you know. I'm sure you are not talking to somebody in the church now even as I'm preaching. I'll be surprised. I'll not be surprised. Yeah, me and she don't talk. You pass people straight. I didn't see she. Me like she. One day a church member said, she can't take somebody else's spirit. And me spirit don't take shit in the church. Yeah? No, you can't do that in the church. Your spirit don't take people. You don't do that. You don't say that. The spirit don't take shit. Your spirit is what? Jombi spirit or something? Or it's a Baku or something. Your spirit can't take people. You need deliverance. I say you need deliverance. Yeah, I've dealt with Guyanese. The first, you see, if Guyanese will learn unity, the country will be the best country. I brought my Christian mindset to Guyana. I still have it. And I see how sometimes some people struggle to live with family and all of that. So I say, you know what? There are about three ladies in the church who are struggling because of church. They said they want to move out, they want to have their own place. So I said, why don't the three of you come together and rent an apartment, three bedrooms, everybody has their room, so that you pay a little 10,000, you pay the whole rent, you have your own key, you go out when you feel like, you come when you feel like, and then be free. They said, okay. So we organize it. Fight. People living conflicts, putting conflicts under their bed. Yeah. Soap. Sister Charlene, are you here? Soap. Bathing soap. Sugar under the bed. Toothpaste. So I'll be there Sunday after church. You know, I'll be in front and the people will come and talk to me. And then you see one of them will come and say, there's a reverend. Hey, I didn't know that. I said, Reverend, I ain't get paid yet, so I don't have bathing soap. Sister A has a bathing soap, and she's bathed every day. And I went to her room, the soap is under her bed. Hey, under the pillow. It's like, I don't care about you. And then Sunday morning, we are all dressed up going to the same church. It can't be. It cannot be. We can't. It's the natural man will naturally not like you. It's a spiritual man that will say, man, don't worry, man. No problem. The natural man will say, I'm going to that church no more.
Especially when we are singing song, you seem to be singing and you crying. And she watching you, so was she crying? That's fake tears. I don't believe that. Reverend, I don't believe that tears is fake. Yeah. It's like your credibility has gone down so low just because you put sugar under your bed. Now nothing good can come out of you. How can you cry when you can put sugar under your bed? You ain't got no feelings. Yeah. I remember one day I met a young lady who said, who left our church many years ago. I never understood why she left the church. So it was a problem that led me to her house. And I think the second time I went there, she asked me a question. She said, Pastor, you know why I left the church? I said, I want to know because I've been thinking about, I don't know you, nice lady coming to the church and all of that. She said, you know what? One day you were preaching and you said that bus drivers are not good men to marry. And my husband is a bus driver. So I get vexed and I stop the church. Now, they are not together today. Today, as I'm talking, they are not together. He's not together. He drive away. The bike drive away. You think that I was saying something bad because your flesh is saying that that is what you like. Nobody can talk about what you like. And I'm telling you something more sensible and analytical that is not just feelings. Because, ladies and gentlemen, for somebody to go to school up to CXC level, the person has a certain discipline, which is important in life. Yes, 5 years in school, homework, every morning, waking up, school uniform, go to school, lunch break, leave, come back, assignment, practicals, exams, SBA. It's a certain discipline you gather. That if somebody doesn't have that, the person is a different human being, you know. They'll drive away. But you don't understand because your feelings is what controls your life. Those guys will slap you and all of them abuse you and slap you and knock you and cuff you. So what I was saying, it doesn't mean that they are not human beings or they don't have a cock or nothing. The cock is there. But what I'm saying is that the guy, the capacity to think and to reason and to analyze is less. It's limited. So if you go in for somebody like that, you'll be treated like that, a private limited company. Yeah, the quickest thing he would do when he gets angry is to hit you. Yeah, bust your mouth. Yeah. Like my Tyson, bite your ears. You get bungi. Yeah. So seed of appreciation is seed number four. What's seed number five? You're waiting. Ah, okay. Very quickly, seed number five. There are seeds, but these are things when you do, you get something good in return or bad in return. The next seed is the seed of thorns. It's also a bad seed. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 7. Seed of thorns. Yeah. Seed of thorns. You have to be very careful how you behave in this world. I think somebody was asking me, so if you ask for forgiveness, does it mean that you will not harvest or reap the bad things you did? I said, no. You're reaping the bad things and God's forgiveness. They are two different things. You should think deep about it. Yeah. You can do some things that God will forgive you, but human beings will never forgive you. Oh, but it's just normal. Human beings, we don't like to forgive people, you know. No. Because we feel it, and we feel that you're bad. And that God is a spirit, so he uses his spirit without those flesh details and flesh characteristics to forgive. The human beings with a lot of feelings can't let it go. It goes into the bone. The bone get bad. Bone and marrow. You know what I'm saying? There's something called the seed of thorns. The Bible says, for the earth which drinks the rain that comes often upon it. I don't want to use the New Living Translation because this is the best translation for this verse. Yeah, Kim James. Yeah. For the earth which drinks in the rain that comes often upon it. So you have something called earth. And then the earth receives rain that comes on it. So like naturally, the earth here, it gets rain. Right? So the earth here can't complain that it doesn't have rain. But the desert area can complain. Because no, it doesn't rain in the desert often. So there are two different earths. Okay? Now, and he says that the earth that receives a lot of rain and brings forth herbs, kalaloo, pumpkin, rosemary, pak choy, borah, the earth that brings forth those things meets that is appropriate, right, for them whom it is dressed. It means that the earth is you are the earth. In other words, the Bible says that we are God's garden, isn't it? The Bible says, so I went out to sow. He sowed, seeds fell here. And then Jesus explained in Matthew 13 that these are those. Jesus said that the type of souls are people who, when they hear the word of God. So when you hear the earth, this earth here, it's not the earth outside. It is you and I. It's easy to understand. So what this verse is saying is that there are people who receive certain things from certain people constantly. So let's say you're a child, you live with your parents. You are taken care of by your parents all the time for how many years? Now the Bible says that if you, the child who is being taken care of, rises up after many years to do things that will benefit your parents, the Bible says that you are blessed. Because it says, he brings forth herbs, appropriate and proper meat for them by whom it is dressed. So somebody is the one who prepares you, and the preparation must benefit the person who is preparing you. If the preparation doesn't prepare, benefit the person who is preparing you, that's the next verse. But if the preparation benefits you, like I send you to Bible school, you grow up, you become a pastor, wherever I go, say, oh, Daniel Collins, wow, this is it. You get blessings because you've sown seeds. You've sown good seeds for me. Whom has raised you up? This is easy to understand. And that's what I'm saying. You have to be very careful how you behave in the church. Even in the church where I'm preaching to you for years. What am I benefiting from you? Am I benefiting good things or bad things? Good question. Then if you add the next verse 8, and then we'll do the two together after we read the verse 8. He says, but that which bears thorns, the earth that receives rain, that doesn't bring forth herbs, kalaluba, bring forth thorns and briars, is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. So you see two people here, one who fulfills the expectation of the people who raised them, and one who doesn't fulfill the expectations of the one who raised them. One is blessed, one is cursed. Because of what they did. Because you get a lot of rain, And therefore, it is normal. There is nothing wrong with the rain that you have received showing a certain form of appreciation and good conduct and acknowledgement to the one who has been giving you rain. But if you get rain, and then whatever comes out of you is negative towards the one who is giving you rain, the Bible says you'll be cursed. That's why we talk a lot about when you go to Bible school and then you become something else. You come to the church and you say you are angry. You come to the church and you are this, you are that. You are not bringing forth herbs. You are bringing forth thorns. Because which of your membership in the church and your connection to the man of God is a bad thing? The bad thing is rather what you have become. That is what is bad. And not the connection with the man of God. The Bible says people who do that, they are seeds of thorns. They are cursed. The Bible says, and they are cursed. Whose end is to be burned? I told you about a man of God. Pastor Gerard met in this outreach for the conference. The man said a pastor came to his church. After the pastor left the church, he broke down his church. The church got spoiled. 1 year later, the pastor died. The pastor who came to destroy somebody's church died. Why? Because somebody invites you to come to his church. You know what it takes to be invited to preach in people's churches. Which pastor have you seen come here to preach since you started coming here? It's not easy to bring people to come and preach in your church because of all these things that people do. Somebody opens his church, opens his house, gives you something. Then you come in. And then, what do you do? What is the effect of what you do? Is it positive or is it negative? If what you do brings positive to the person who invited you and has opened his life or his house to you, then the Bible says you receive blessings from God. For the earth, having soaked up the rain, you see, you are soaking a lot of words from you. A lot of preaching. Some of you have been here for 10 years. Do you know how much soaking of word you have soaked in your life? What have you brought forth to benefit? What herbs have you brought forth? Brings forth vegetation. Useful. What are you doing that is useful to me? The person who is dressing it. I am not your problem. You are your own problem. I am not your problem. You are your own problem. Because you have received rain. I'm telling you, the rain you have received, if Guyana Water was to bail you, you can't pay. So I am not the problem. You are the problem. You have brought forth things that was not expected of you to have brought forth. That's why your life is the way it is. I am not your problem. Anybody who ever says that, the bishop is it, the bishop is that, the mother sponge. I am never, God is never the problem. God can never be the problem. We are the problem, not God. We are the problem, not God. God is never the problem. The man of God is never the problem. If you can't have in your eyes, the man of God is so glorious, which here in Guyana, they say, you are worshiping him. Yes, we are worshiping him because we don't treat them nice at all. Your mother's sewing machine. Yeah. Diana, are you there? Yeah. Sister Linda, you're with Sister Linda in the house. She's cooking, doing all of that. You have to appreciate and bring forth good things that will benefit her. That's what happens. I don't want to mention it, but if I mention names, my message will go tomorrow. Will go tomorrow. I'm telling you. It says that what you are doing, Who is it useful for? Useful for you? Honey, useful for you? Somebody is cultivating you. I am the one God has placed in your life to cultivate you. And what you are doing, is it useful to me or is it to you yourself? And those things you are bringing forth, you reap it. It should be useful to the one who is farming. The farming, not the earth. How does earth eat Kalaloo?
She feels the presence of God a lot when I come around here. So,
useful. All the children, it's a blessing to have your mothers around. Those children whose mothers are here and all of that, what your mothers are doing for you, they must benefit from your life. I'm telling you, Alexis, Ayodele, your mother has to be satisfied. Where are they? You have to ask mommy, are you happy with me? If you are not, please tell me so I can make you happy. Not you, you make it. There is no earth that makes itself happy. You should be proud of you. When I hear Prince's name, I say, yes, that's Prince. That I should feel, I should feel the usefulness of Prince's life. And God, at the end of the day, should receive glory. I am never your problem. Never mention my name as your problem. Never in your house. Never anywhere on your phone should you mention me or God or the church as a problem. Never. Never. I am quite, me as for me rain. I am pouring rain. And I will never stop pouring rain in your life. I will never stop pouring rain in your life. The rest is up to you whether you bring forth Kalaloo or Bora or you bring funds. That's my reward. That can be God. That is God himself. I'm telling you. That's God. That's God. That's God. That's God. That's soaking too much to not bring forth what is right. Soaking in too much. Too much. Start analyzing yourself and see where you have gone off and get back in line. Interestingly, your constant remembrance of the one pouring rain on you will keep you on the straight path. Should I say it again? If you don't have anybody that you have to feel useful for, you will never stay on the straight track. Nobody is ever their own self. There's nobody who is ever their own self. All of us are, somebody is in charge of us as we go up to God. There's nobody who's just alone, just there like that. There's nothing like that. For the earth, having soaked up the rain, frequently falling on it, brings forth vegetation useful to those for whom it is farmed. I'm farming you. You are a farm. I'm cultivating. I am weeding. I am pouring in water, fertilizer. Jack, it is happening. It is coming. You can't bring thorns. If you do that, you will pay for it. That's what the scripture is saying. But if it produces thorns and thistles, it is worthless. It is worthless. As much as you feel that you have accomplished something and then you are whoever you are, the Bible says that you are worthless. Not because of you, but because of the person who has been investing in you. Stand to your feet. I want to close. Stand.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.